Ha'ara that I saw in the Sefer Menucha Shalom, that's from Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer Shlita, and it's in Chelek Yod, it's Simen Samech Test, and the name of the Simen is Be'inyan Ruach Maravis. Says a Dover Niflo, which really goes into the Pshat of the Amud Gemara that we just learned right now. He begins with a Pasuk in Eicha, Dover Be'itai. It's Perik Dalet Pasuk Test. The Pasuk says, Toivim Hoyu Chalalei Cherev, Mechalalei Rav. Shehem yozuvu midukarim mitnuvay sadai. So the pasuk says that the yidden who Nebuch died during the Churban, the ones that died by the sword were actually better off than the ones that died of starvation. Toivim hayu chalalei cherev mechalalei rav. Shehem yozuvu midukarim mitnuvay sadai. Rashi on that pasuk in Eicha quotes a medrash. The medrash is in Eicha Rabba, it's Parsha Dalet Yud Beis. The Medrash says as follows. On this pasuk, Toivim hayu chalalei cherev, meh hayu oisin. What did the Babylonians do? This is Sorka Churban by Yisrishin. Hayu mevi'im gedoyim. They would bring tzig. V'tzoylen oisam b'marav ha-shalir. And they would roast it by the western part of the city. V'hayu oisai ha-reach mefafeya bohem. And the smell would be mefafeya, it would enter the body of the yidden that was starving, v'hayu meisim, and they would die, l'kayim ha-shenemar, this pasuk, she'em yozuvu midukarim, mitnuva sadeh. So says the Medrash that what was this terrible, nasty form of death that the yidden Nebuch died from starvation? It's because hayu mevi'im gedoyim, these chever would bring gedoyim, v'tzoyl enoysim b'marav ha-shalir, and they would roast it to the mayrav part of the city, for your oisay horeach mefafeya behem, and the odor would literally go into them. Bahayumes, Frank Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer. Why does the Medrash make a point of saying that they would bring the gedoyim v'tzoylen oisam b'marav ha-shalir? They would do it on the mayrav side of the city, and if they would do it in the eastern part of the city, or the northern, or the southern, why b'marav ha-shalir? Up there, b'muschol rishon, you would say it's based on our sugya. It's based on Shitas Rabbi Akiva and our Mishnah, where Rabbi Akiva says that when it comes to a borsik which has a reach rat that you want a distance from the city, you could do it on any side with the exception of Meirev. And the reason is because the wind that comes from Meirev is a very powerful wind, and it's going to bring the Reach into the city, and the city is going to smell very, very bad. So in that vein, the Medrash and says that what did these Rishonim Arurim do? The Yidden was starving, they hadn't eaten, they're making this beautiful barbecue, the food tastes so good, and they're Davka doing it L'marofa. Why? So like this, the odor is going to go mamish into that kishkis, they're going to smell it, and that's what happened. That was the Toivim Hayu Chalalei Cherev Mei Chalalei Rav. But what's the problem? The problem is, that was the Havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara came out, and the Gemara said that although Rabbi Akiva said, Ein Oisim Burskali, and in the Braisa he added to that Memneshi Tadira, it doesn't mean that the wind is Epis Motah. There is no Sheiches. It's related to the Shechina. So if that's the case, doesn't stem. And what's this Douglas then over here? Marava Shalir. Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer said a Dover Nifla. Said, if you take a look at the Yerushalmi, in our Sugya, on our Mishnah in Perek Lo Yachbar, so it's Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, says the Yerushalmi, Marchikin Esane Veilois, Vechule. Vetani Kane Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Vechol Ruachu Oise, Umarchik, Chutz Min Hamarova, Mipneshe Hi Tedira. Says the Yerushalmi, Rav Mono have a Mahalech and Mukesh Chin. Rav Mono was once walking together with Mukesh Chin. Omale Avoy. So Rav Mono's father was there, whose name was Rav Yoina. So he said, Loitalech Mimadinche, don't walk together with them to their east. Ela Mimarove, walk with them to the west. So all the Mefarshei Yerushalmi, what he was saying was, don't be on the east, because they're Mokeshchin, and they're carrying diseases. And I'm afraid that a wind is going to come from the west, from the Ma'ariv, and it's going to blow it on you. So you don't want to be to the east, because then you're going to receive this bad reach that's going to come from the western wind. So instead, be to the west, and like this, you're not going to be vulnerable. The Ruach Maravis won't be able to affect you. Adkan Divrei HaYerushalmi. It's Mavur in the Yerushalmi, says Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, that Lamaskana, the Yerushalmi, did not come out the way the Bavli came out. Fakek, the Yerushalmi holds, what does Tadira mean? It means Tadira Beruchos, that the Ruach Maravis is Epis, a special Ruach. And that's what's going on over here. In other words, although in the Bavli we had a whole Amid Gemara, where the Gemara says, why did Rabbi Kiva mean when he say Tadira? He said, the reason you don't want the Bursa Kila Maravis Shalir is because of the Shechina, nothing to do with the wind. That's true in Talmud Bavli. Of in Talmud Yerushalmi, it's not that way. In Talmud Yerushalmi, it is very much related to, it's very much related to the wind. In other words, Machloek is Bavli Yerushalmi, is Lefiza Yeshloimar. The Medrash Rabbah, this Eicha Rabbah is going according to the Yerushalmi. According to the Yerushalmi, the Ruach Maravis is the wind you need to be careful from. And that was this Achzorius of these Rishayim, where they were Mevi'in Gedoyin, Vitzoylin Oysa B'Marava Shalir. But he had one beautiful cage, Kedarke Bakodesh. And that is that this Inyan, that the Medrash Rabbah would be going according to the Yerushalmi, is actually not even a Chiddush. And really, it's a Mefurish Rashi, Ala Torah, Parshas Vayigash. The Pasuk says, after Yosef's family, Yaakov and the brothers, they all come to Eretz Yisrael. So it says, "Umiktei echav lokach chamisha anoshim vayatzigim lifnei Pare." Yosef took some of his brothers. How many? Five, and he brought them to Pare. So, which five of Yosef's brothers did he bring to Pare? So Rashi says like this: "Menapchusim shebehem legvura." He took the five weakest shvatim. She'ein nirim gibayrim. He didn't want Pare to get intimidated. He's going to show up with these five big, strong brothers, he might get a little bit nervous, right? So he dafke took the pchusim shabahem, shemir oisim gibayrim, because he was afraid that if they would come as gibayrim, yas oisim anshim melchamtoi, he's going to draft them, it's not going to be good. The Eluhay, Zog, Rashi, who were the five weakest ones? Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, Binyamin. Oisim shalai kafa, Moshe, Shmoisam, Kishaberch. Abel, Shmoisa, Gibayrim, Kafa. But as it relates to the names of the Gibayrim, those he doubled. Vizois, the Yehuda, Shma, Hashem, Kol Yehuda. Ulu God, Amar, Baruch, Marchiv, God, and Sveitamon. Ulu Naftali, Amar, Naftali. Ulu Don, Amar, Dot. Vechen, Lezvula, Vechen, Laashem. Zog, Rashi, Zehu, Lashem, Bereshis, Rabba. This is a Bereshis Rabba, Shehi, Agadas Eretz Yisrael. You want to know what Bereshis Rabbah is? It's the Divrei Agada of Eretz Yisrael. It's Talmud Yerushalmi. Aval beGemara Bavli Shalanu Zag Rashi. But in Talmud Bavli, it's just the opposite. Matzinu Shaoysen Shakafa Moshe Shmoysan. The ones whose names were doubled, Heim HaChaloshen. Vahoysam Hevi Lefnei Paroi. VaYehuda Shahuchbal. Ah, Yehuda was one of the ones that was doubled. Everyone knows he's very strong. LeHuchbal Mishum Chaloshos. Elatam Yesh Bedavar Kitisib Babakama. Dav Tzadik Bezam and Aleph. But the bottom line is, Rashi over here was Megala in one line. That you want to know what Bereshis Rabbah is, Precious Rabbah is Agadas Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, Kedarka Bakoydash, he brings a full page kamat of Mar Makoymas to this Indian, where the Chidon, Rabbi Yosef Engel, all the big Gedoli Yisrael that were tremendous Bikiyim, they all prove from different places that Precious Rabbah is always consistent with Talmud Yerushalmi. It's not consistent with Talmud Bavli. Selefiza, it's half of a fella. The Eicha Rabbah that says that they were roasting the Ma'ariv, it was Dafka Lamayriv. You want to know Mipnei Tadira. And it's based on the fact that the Ruach Maravis is a very potent Ruach. Aye, that was the Havamin of our Gemara. It's true. It's the Havamin of the Bavli. Oh, but it's the Maskon of the Yerushalmi. And Bereshis Rabbah is the Chagodah Seretz Yisrael. It always goes with the Yerushalmi. And being that it always goes with the Yerushalmi, so it's for that reason the Bereshis Rabbah is meduktik based on the way the Yerushalmi learns our Gemara. He just adds one knech, and that is, he actually brings it from his son. He says, Ubni Yonik V'chacham Shmuel Yoyo. He had one beautiful Eisafa. The Gemara says, later in Bava Basra, it's the last Amid in Perek HaMoiches HaSvino, Dav Tzadik Aleph Amid Aleph, Amir Rabbi Yoichan said, no, here now I remember, Kadloi Havim Mitagrim Poyalayo Limidnach Karta, where it was impossible for someone to hire somebody to work in the eastern part of the city. Now, Rabbi Yoichan's city that he's referring to is the city of Tveria. Kiyodua. But Rabbi Yochanan said that I remember that there was a time where you couldn't hire somebody to work in the eastern part of Tveria, Meireach Pita Meisen. And the reason is because the Oilam was making pitas, right? Anyone that's ever been to Eretz Yisrael could appreciate this. And this was on the western part of the city, and the wind would come from the west and it would blow the reich of the pita, and you couldn't get a job. Nobody wanted to work to the east, to the north, the south, all the other directions, yeah. Oh, but not to the east. Why? Supposedly, you know, that's the only direction that they're making pita. Oh, but the emes says it's not muchach. It could be because Rabbi Yochanan, we know, is the author of Talmud Yerushalmi. And this is the Chagodas Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan. And in Yerushalmi, it's the Ruach Marovis, that's Tadira. And what does it mean? The wind is Tadira, so it's half of a fellow. This is Rabbi Yochanan L'Shitasai in Yerushalmi. Stam Yerushalmi is Rabbi Yochanan. And this is Rabbi Yochanan L'Shitasai in Medrash Rabba. And this is Dova B'Itai, Toive Mayu Chalei Cher Mechalei Rav. What was it being based on? Mamish, our sugya, it was based on this Ruach Ma'aravis.